to think that I'm, as the kids say, woke. You know, I like to think that I don't judge people for the wrong reasons. I like to think that I'm somebody who's into the body positivity movement and all that. I don't judge people at all. I mean, when we're joking around on the show, I do. But in real life, I don't, you know, what do I care what you look like or sound like or any of that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I have to be honest. I don't think I really understand the body positivity movement. I don't think I get it. I thought it was about, it doesn't matter what you look like, as long as you feel good, as long as you feel positive, we all support you. No matter what size you are. That was the whole thing with the Dove campaign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dove had all those products where they had women of all different sizes, you know, and they just said, you know, Dove, like, you know, women are women. Like, if you feel differently, screw you, you know, kind of thing. And I even had tweeted out, I was upset when people were commenting on Adele. You know, Adele had lost, like, I don't know, 50 pounds, something like, I don't even know how much weight she lost. But I was getting upset that people were going, oh my God, look how good she looks. It's like, so if she puts that weight back on, you're going to say, look how terrible she looks? Like, you have to stop looking at women like they're a number. Like, we're more than just a number. Adele and all of her accomplishments are not reduced to a number on a scale. And, you know, that was getting me upset that people were doing that. And I thought, well, I thought the whole idea of the body positivity movement is that when a woman loses weight or gains weight, you don't say that. You don't celebrate the weight loss.
Well, they kind of want you to, though, don't they? I mean, she was taking photos and showing it off, so she was happy about it. She was proud of that weight loss.
Losing weight's a lot of work. I mean, if you're not naturally skinny, skinny, skinny,
right,
losing weight is a lot of work. I mean,
so
it means
you want people to notice and you want people to say nice things.
Right. But then how is that body positivity? I don't know if I really understand it. Like,
you're
today,
saying she looks good.
No, but she looked good before. She didn't look bad before. She looked fine. She looks great. She's always looked great. She's Adele. She's gorgeous.
Okay.
You know, and she's young. So whether she's 100 pounds more or 100 pounds less, she's still gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So today I see that they're all going crazy because Kelly Osbourne lost 85 pounds and she posted this photo of herself like, you know, hey, look at me. And it's like, hang on a minute. This is the whole idea of the body positivity is that we don't judge you for weight loss. We don't judge you for weight gain. Also today, there's this influencer. She's a bikini model and a bikini. I think she's a fashion designer as well.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Karina Irby. And she posted on her Instagram what she really looks like. And she's been doing this lately. She's been posting pictures of like her real butt that has cellulite on it.
Mm-hmm.
And her legs that have a little cellulite on it. And the first picture I saw of her was her in her bikini that had been photoshopped. And she looked amazing. She looked like Chrissy Teigen.
Mm-hmm.
Then she showed the same photo without Photoshop and she looked real and you can see, you know, her real curves and cellulite and that kind of thing. Instead of people saying, we love you either way, they went after her. You should be advertising for cottage cheese. How dare you show us your disgusting body? People were posting the little vomit emoji.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hang on a minute. What happened to the body positivity movement? I don't get it.
It's like the people that put the photo up and say, roast me.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
people
go, all the time.
People destroy them. So I think if you're taking a bikini shot like I'm looking at right now, you're uh-huh. asking for people to roast you.
Well, no. If anything, she's saying that when you look on Instagram and see these girls in these bikinis and they look perfect, they're not perfect because she's shown us pictures of her photoshopped looking perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why she started posting the pictures where she's looking more real. And I was waiting for all the people to be like, yeah, you go, girl. Exactly. That's what real women look like. Thank you. Where are those comments? I don't get it. I don't get why. I think I just don't understand any of this stuff. I don't understand. We're supposed to be supporting women no matter what they look like, but yet all we do is talk about celebrities when they've lost weight, how great they look, as if they look like pigs before.
Mm-hmm. It's people with keyboards, because I was reading something today about a morning show in radio, and they were talking about all the negative comments they've gotten lately about your show sucks, you should be off the air, who cares about, you know, this topic, and people take their time and go out of their way to email them and slam them. It's just people with keyboards. Once you put yourself out there, you're going to get roasted, and it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know. I guess because they're supposed to be like a larger message about this, you know, about not judging women no matter what size they are. And I was really behind that, and I felt really good about it. But I don't know. Lately, it seems like it just matters to too many people what size people are. Like, what business is it of yours? What do you care?
I know, but you are not shooting a photo like this with your butt all hanging out, looking over your shoulder, posing. You're not putting yourself out like this. This girl is.
Yeah.
So I think if you're putting that kind of photo out, if it's just you walking down the beach and being with your friends or your family, whatever, and then people roast you, I think that's wrong. But if you're doing a shot like the first shot that comes up about her with her legs open and her leg up and posing, you should be roasted.
So what's going to happen if Adele or Kelly Osbourne gain their weight back? I mean, Kelly Osbourne's been yo-yo dieting. She's been fat. She's been skinny. She's been both.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen if they ever gain their weight back and you don't stay skinny forever?
Well, you don't think people aren't going to roast them?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, why? I mean, these women have bigger accomplishments than that. I mean, Adele's accomplishments have nothing to do with her weight. She's not a model.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think everybody who posts a message about slamming another person should have their photos next to them.
Yes.
You know, exactly. Don't. And it should be real photos. And you should really put yourself out there and put your phone number on there. If you're going to slam that morning show and say they suck, put your phone number on there. Let them call you. Then why are you listening?
Yeah, but I think people have expectations of influencers, quote unquote, and celebrities that they have to look a certain way. And I like the fact that they've been so real, you know, that they are like the rest of us. It kind of makes it seem like there is no difference between them and us. They're not like, this is what my whole book is about. This is what celebritocracy is about, that celebrities aren't any different than we are. It's what we put on them.
I know.
So I think this is a good example of how we have to stop thinking that this body positivity movement is really a thing. It doesn't seem like it is.
Well, we got to stop using the word influencer, too. You know, it's just somebody with a phone.
Right.
It's somebody with an Instagram. you can't. And they probably paid for half of their followers. So you got to stop calling people influencers. She's not a celebrity. She did nothing to be a celebrity.
Right.
She's not been on a show. She has a phone with an Instagram and a big ass. And that's the only reason why people follow her. Because she wears bikinis. If she didn't wear bikinis and she just wore pants and a shirt, she would have 75 followers like we do.
She should do what I do. I photograph myself from the neck up. No one knows what's going on down here.
Right. And anytime you show neck down, there's a dog involved. So nobody's looking at you. They're looking at the dog. But you can't be an influencer unless you've had ratings in your life, or you've been on TV or been on the radio or did something. You have to have more than just a phone and an Instagram account to be famous.
I've had ratings. I've been on television. And when I take a photograph, that's why my dog is so big. That's why he's 125 pounds. I sit behind my dog.
In every
photo.
Because
I don't want anybody seeing what I look like. I'm not stupid.
But yeah, we got to stop saying that these influencers are celebrities, because they're not. Right. They're people with Instagram accounts. Call them what they are. It's like the same people who are TikTok famous. In 45 days, they're no longer going to be TikTok famous. They're going to have to go out and get a job.
Look at all the Vine stars. What happened to them? Where'd they go?
They went to TikTok, and now they're not going to be able to go anywhere. So they're going to have to come up with Bebop or something new that they're going to have to go on until they decide to shut that down, too. You're not a celebrity. You're TikTok famous. And you own an iPhone. Congratulations.